Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 168. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hey, beer man.
He's the beer man. Fozzie and Jeff and Don have abandoned us, so we have pulled in Justin. Actually, he pulled himself in, but...
Rude.
But we welcome and him.
Also right. Completely true.
But, we'd embrace him if we were the hugging kind.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't want you to hug me. So.
We don't want to hug you either, so...
you said yourself you're crusty.
Right. Well, no. Jeff is crusty.
Jeff is crusty. We're just old.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's even worse.
Right. We have, like, old people smell.
Yeah. Get that off me.
Really
good. Get that from my dad.
Great. This just went so wrong.
I'm not hugging your dad either. I'm just throwing
yeah. That. Yeah, games and stuff. not a lot recently. GTA has kind of ensnared us all, and everything has stayed away from it since its release 2 weeks ago. But Justin's played some other stuff before we get to GTA. So, Justin, why don't you tell us a little bit about either Diablo or Project X Zone, the game about a movie that we're partying, right?
No, it's like a crossover between Capcom, Sega, I think Namco. So from what I get, it's basically a bunch of anime characters and characters from established franchises like Devil May Cry and the Tales games and Resident Evil just crossing universes and beating the crap out of a bunch of their series villains.
So it's like it's a fighter or brawler?
No,
or?
It's billed as like a strategy fighter, so I guess. It's like, it's turn-based with, it's turn-based combat, I guess.
Okay.
I think it's officially listed as strategy RPG on the back of the box.
Weird.
Ooh.
Yeah. So how it goes is you set up
And not weird because it's a strategy RPG, just weird that, like, the concept of mixing all these characters from different genres companies and whatever sounds weird. Like, that sounds like a Smash Brothers type game, not something strategy.
Yeah.
Go on.
They've got some obscure characters, too. I think they've got some from, like, they've got the Servbot guy. They've got the Knight from, I think it was Ghosts and Goblins.
Okay.
Yeah. So what it is you just, you pick three characters to, like, go in a group. The two people in a group in combat serve as, like, do your main attacks together. And then your third character sort of serves as, like, your ringer or your heavy hitter whenever you fight an enemy. So they come in just like when you press the left button and they do their little special move. And then when the two group characters do their, or charge up their meter, they do like the super ultra move.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I think I saw someone actually playing this game on the Metro the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was going back and forth with Earl trying to figure out what game it was. It was the first time I had seen a 3DS in the wild.
Really?
Yes.
I don't see them in the wild all that much, although I will randomly, like, my little green light saying that I've street passed with somebody comes up, so they're out there. It's like...
I don't think I've ever street passed with anybody.
And where do you live, Justin?
Kansas City. Okay. So, like, the only person I could street pass... yeah. The only person I could street pass with is the GameStop girl, and I don't bring my 3DS when I go into GameStop.
Oh, I do street pass every time I go in, and I think I always end up with, like, two or three. I think one is the store machine, and then depending upon who is in the store... somebody else has their 3DS in there, so.
Do the store machines have 3D or have Street Pass enabled on them?
I don't know. but I always get the same one every time I go in. So, and there's always different people in there, so unless somebody has left their 3DS like under a rock somewhere in there,
I would. They got a clerk they just lock in the back, and he just plays his 3DS all the time.
She's just like stuck in there with her 3DS. Yeah.
She's chained to the floor.
Doomed to always street pass with random customers.
Somebody we're providing a service.
Yeah. Street pass. It's kind of dumb anyway. But
yeah, I've heard.
And I have almost all the puzzle pieces now, so it's really kind of dumb. What about Diablo?
I like it. I know that when it was announced for consoles, people were, or PC players were hating on it, but it's actually kind of fun. The combat feels a little bit simple, but not too simple.
I mean, it's a game that where you left click.
Basically just point and click, yeah.
Over and over again, yeah. Right. So, it's not complex in any way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it.
It's pretty long, too, so...
Really?
Probably like 15, 20 hours to get through the campaign.
It's not bad. So is Diablo supposed to be like this big dragon that just destroyed the planet or something?
No.
Oh.
Sure, maybe.
Diablo's a demon.
Okay.
So the first one took place in this church, and it just kept spiraling down until you faced off against him. The second one, he had grown more powerful, and his big intention is to kind of take over the world, like destroy humanity and whatever. But
the usual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And this one goes somewhere else, like Act 4 doesn't take place on Earth, so I don't want to spoil anything else, but
okay.
I think the story in Diablo 3 is actually compared to the other two games, it's probably the best story in the series, but it's still really just a reason to go around and left click, or in this case, you know, whatever the attack button is.
It's
a loot game.
Loot.
Right. That's fine. I have a lot of them which I intend to sell. And I guess I have to sell it to the merchant dude since they killed the auction house.
Right. So you can't make any real money now.
I wasn't going to anyway.
I'm sure somebody did though, right?
It's too bad for them.
I keep waiting for them to shut down the real money portion of Steam cards.
There are real money portions to that?
Oh god, yes.
You can sell your Steam cards and people can buy them, and
I have $5.50 saved up for the Steam sale.
So what do you get with the Steam cards? Like just having one.
So having one doesn't really do anything.
Okay.
You need like the full set for a particular game.
Then that gets you a badge.
Right. And the badge, when you get the badge, you'll get like a background theme for your Steam profile. A emoticon to use in Steam chat.
Ooh.
And you normally get a coupon too.
Right.
But normally the coupon's for some game that's really shitty that you would never buy anyway.
Yeah, like I have like seven coupon, like 75% off coupons for like Serious Sam or something.
Right.
Like that. It's like I don't never gonna use these.
I wish the coupons were actually like useful, but they're not.
Right, like give me 75% off Skyrim Legendary Edition or something.
And like why do they implement them? What are they supposed to like encourage community play or something?
Well, I mean, I have to admit that collecting the card sets is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that when you go to my Steam profile now, you get my like Napoleon background. So like Napoleon is like staring at you.
Of course.
I mean, they're about as valuable as achievements.
Right. Which, I mean, I've kind of broken my addiction, but were extremely addicting.
Right. It's just, in this case, you're actually, collecting something, like, I mean, you didn't achieve anything, but it's like collecting baseball cards or whatever. Like, they give you some, and it's like you want the rest. So,
right.
I don't know. I like them. Like, for certain games, like games I actually like, I will go out of my way to trade and get other ones. It is weird, though, that you can totally just put your cards up for sale, and people will buy them.
The reason I have $5.52 because that was the value of one card that I sold.
Wow. Did you have, like, a gold, like,
cards? Yeah, it was one of the foil cards. And it was for some random game, like, God, what's the Mafia game I was playing earlier this year?
Mafia 2?
No, it was the Calypso game.
Omerta.
City of Gangsters. So I had one foil card for it. I'm like, all right. It took forever to sell, too. It took, like, weeks, but I just waited and waited, and eventually somebody bought it.
It's just, like, I find that so weird. And it was, when they first started giving, you first started being able to receive the cards, like, during the summer sale, the card values were ridiculous. Like, you would go on and, like, every time you vote, you would, like, build up a chance to get another card or whatever. Or every time you spent $10 or whatever, you build up a chance to get a card. So when you got them, like, you know, if you had duplicates or whatever, you could put them up on the auction house or the community marketplace, I think is what it's called on Steam. And some of these cards were going for like 50, 60, 70 cents. Like, I mean, and the economy quickly cut it down.
Right.
So like then I think average right now is like, depending upon the game, depending upon the card, anywhere between 10 and 25 cents. But
yeah, most of the games I'm getting cards for now are like 25 cents, yeah, which is annoying.
Right, it's hard to build up your
right,
your Steam wallet at that rate. But and what they do really kind of deviously about it is, you get a pack of cards, well, not a pack, you get a certain set amount of cards for playing the game, but it's not enough to complete the set, so you either have to, that's where the community kind of engagement comes from, where you have to go out and engage the community to trade, or in some people's cases, they just go and buy the cards, I guess.
So do you have to beat the game, just play the game once to get the cards?
No, you could just load it up and leave it running, which...
I've done that a few times. It drops a card like every 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's not an exact time, but it's ish.
So it's easy to cheat?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, because it's only based on having the game running.
It's not actually cheating, it's just...
Some games you don't even need to run the game, you just need to run the launcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You'll just get cards. Most games have anywhere between, like, 5, 8, 10 cards in a set, and, a game that has 5 cards, you'll only get 3 from playing the game.
Right.
A game that has 10, you might get, you know, 5 or 6 cards, but there's still extra cards you need to get if you want to complete the set, so.
I have a game that's 15.
15 cards?
Sense of a Solar Empire.
Jesus.
50 cards.
How many does it give you for playing?
8.
It's normally about half, a little bit over half, yeah, so. Wow, I wouldn't want to, like, go, because the regular card sets, there's 5 levels to them.
Right.
So basically you'd want to collect the cards 5 times. And also something that you also get when you complete a card set is experience points. Towards your Steam level, and what your Steam level does is the higher your level is, the more chance you have of getting a random drop for a pack of cards for some of the games you play. And the way you qualify for them each week is, you boot up the game and you play it for a set amount of time or whatever. I've never been able to get like an actual somebody hasn't figured out the math on that yet, but or how it actually happens. Like there are community forums and stuff that kind of detail like what level you have to be and what the odds are of getting a random drop, but it's really strange.
I think I've gotten like 3 random drops ever.
Yeah, I'm around there somewhere.
I think one of the keys is having a lot of games that are eligible.
Yeah.
Which I don't really think that I do anymore.
But they're always adding more games to the list of cards. It's weird.
It is.
It's really strange, so.
It sounds weird.
But it's also great at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, they added Game Dev Tycoon. Now I have an excuse to go back and play it again. My God, no.
did they add cards to that?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have them when it first launched, so it's
they
like,
did not, but they do now, so.
I'm hoping they add them to Pac-Man. Not that I need a reason to go play that. But.
No, you just play Pac-Man when it... It doesn't take much to get you to play Pac-Man, does it?
I mean,
you don't need an excuse.
No, not really.
Rise of Venice needs cards. Doesn't have cards yet.
That's weird, because there are other Calypso games that do have them, so...
Right, like its predecessor.
But yeah, Steam cards. Weird, but kind of cool. So yeah, so that was about it for what you've been playing, right, Justin?
Yes.
Alright. Let's
aside from GTA 5.
Right. Let's talk some more GTA 5. I mean, it feels like we've done nothing but talk about GTA 5 recently, but, there's a lot to talk about, yeah.
It's meaty.
Yeah. You almost done, Tony?
I don't know how long the campaign actually is. I am right before Trevor's Heist, and I've done some of the more talked about moments in the game, so I guess I must be
pretty well into it.
Getting in there. Getting there. I actually played through the torture sequence last night. I have to say.
A lot of Trevor's bits are disturbing.
but the thing is, most of Trevor's bits that are disturbing are cutscenes.
Yeah, yeah.
This torture sequence is not a cutscene. You actually control him as he tortures someone.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, the closest scene I could think of in my memory was the scene in Heavy Rain where you cut your own finger off.
Ooh, that's basically the saw scene.
Yeah. In my mind, that was probably the most horrific moment I've ever had in a game. Like, the most, like, visceral, like, personal moment. But this was up there. Like, some of the stuff Trevor does to this poor guy is pretty screwed up. And, okay. And you have to do it to progress. It's like, it's not optional. This is a moment you are stuck with.
Is it a spoiler to ask, like, what the context is?
Yes, because I think it reveals, like, who's being tortured and why they're being tortured. And,
okay.
Like, they're trying to get information from a guy to find out where someone else is.
Ah.
And okay. he keeps telling him the wrong information. So Trevor needs to, you know, extract a little bit more, so... It's pretty unpleasant, I have to say, in a game that I guess for a lot of people does a lot of unpleasant things. This is probably the cherry on top of its unpleasantness.
Okay. Do you think it's the worst unpleasant thing that the game has done? As far as the list of unpleasant things goes?
I find that a lot of the things that GTA has done in the past,
mm-hmm.
The hot coffee... there's this thing with transvestites this time around, like the sex mini game, that kind of stuff. All that stuff is optional.
Right.
Like, unless you're specifically looking for it, or you just kind of exploring around, you're like, oh, hey, that sounds like fun, I'm going to do that now. You could just opt out of that stuff, but this is a
something that you need to do to finish.
Campaign. You have to do it, and it's in your face, and it's very unpleasant. So, it's a step beyond those other ones in my mind.
Okay.
Can you fail the mission?
Can you fail the mission?
I'm assuming you, like, I mean, when you fail it, they basically give you a chance to retry, or if you fail it enough, they actually give you the option to skip it now.
They do?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I did not fail, though.
I only know that you get the option to skip it because there's a mission where you're playing as Michael, and you end up being contacted by somebody in the government, and you end up in this hospital-type area, and you have to fight your way out of it. And I kept getting killed, like, halfway through the mission, and at some point, the blue icon came up saying, would you like to skip? And I'm like, no, I want to fucking beat it. But yeah, it was like, retry, skip, or cancel.
Wow, I haven't seen that message.
Yeah. I don't think, did that ever come up in GTA 4?
Not to skip.
Okay. This is like when God of War mocks you and it's like, would you like to switch to easy mode? It's like that.
Yeah, or like Devil May Cry. Like,
can you handle? Are you sure you can't handle it, baby?
Yeah, it's like, dude, you suck. Like,
you suck. You know you just want to switch to easy, just this once.
Which I almost ran into that again. There's a mission where you're playing as Franklin. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the assassination missions for Lester, and you have to go. You're driving around the city, getting to these different points to kill people. And I know from playing one previously that these are missions that manipulate the stock market. So
right.
I went in and bought all my shares for, you know, the company that. Whose stock will go up when this mission's over before, like, it started, but there's a clock ticking.
Right.
So I got to the last, like, I killed the third person on my list, and I had, like, 30 seconds to drive a mile
and
a half.
Oh, no.
But what I really like about GTA 5 is in GTA 4, that you would have had to do that whole mission over again.
Right.
And this started me, it gave me 2 minutes, and started me at, where I was right after killing the third guy.
The checkpointing is so much better.
Oh my god!
By which we mean it actually exists.
Yeah. There was no check. Like, there was minimal at best checkpointing in GTA 4.
Ballad of Gay Tony actually had checkpointing, but in that original campaign, the only checkpoint was in the final mission.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was only one in the entire game.
Oh my god, I would have flipped my shit if I've gone on to that far and failed it.
Well, no, because it would save when you were done with missions.
Okay,
but
the only mission
checkpoint
right.
was like halfway through the final mission.
Yeah, and I remember during, what was the bank mission, Four Leaf Clover?
Yeah.
That one really pissed me off because I thought that I was done with the mission. I just had to, like, get an escape car. And the person who I was stealing, they stood, like, in front of me for, like, 10 seconds as I was getting shot by cops. and I was so angry at that point, I just gave up the game. I was just like, no, I don't want this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not having fun.
Yeah, so what works so well about this is, like, one of the big problems that I had with GTA 4 was if you failed a mission, a lot of those missions were drive to the mission location,
mm-hmm.
get the mission, and then drive to the start of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Do the mission, drive back. Well, if you fail at any point after, like, it's like, all right, we're going to start you out at, you know, where you got the mission from. So you have to drive all the way across New York again.
Right.
Have fun with that. But this is like, yeah, it makes it so much more streamlined, and it's like, it's not frustrating at all when you die because you don't have to drive halfway across the city. It starts you out where you think it should, which is really kind of nice. I also like the way that the cops are not everywhere in this game. They were everywhere in GTA 4.
The cops feel like they're just taking a break whenever I'm driving, because I swear I've hit like three people, and they only come out when I'm just like going over the speed limit.
Oh,
or just like
when
I fire my gun.
They are after you.
Dude, it took me 10 minutes. It took me 10 minutes during one mission where you're as Franklin with those two gangsters at the meetup early on. It took me like 10 minutes to escape those cops. And then when I had to get the van or the getaway van for the first heist, I kept trying to block them, but they kept like as soon as I tried, they'd have like those little view cones for the cops. Like all over, so it's like I would turn a corner and then I just see on my map it's just like a police car and I was just like, ah crap. And then I was just on like the edge of the screen.
Are you talking about the bug van?
Yeah.
Oh, you did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You'd sneak in the back and just take a van and they wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
You can sneak in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did it the way you did it the first time, Justin, and I kept failing.
Oh my God.
And then finally I was like, like there's like four guys out front and they get really angry at you. And so I went in the back and there's just one guy, he's at that van, and he comes up and he's like, oh, it's like, you gotta get out of here. So we walked outside and I punched him and then stomped on his face. Hopped in that van, backed it out, and just drove away. No alarms or anything.
But they tell you exactly. It's like, okay, you need to shoot the wheels. So I thought that you were specifically supposed to do that, but I guess since I don't have to. Man. I feel so mad now.
Yeah, it's like the game has options that it doesn't always make clear to you. There are different ways to approach things. Yeah.
There's something, I have a problem with that game. I was scoping out the jewelry store, and I was with Lester, and had to park my car in this exact spot, and I got out like 2 meters before it said I would. So then I go up to the roof, do the thing. It's like, oh, you can't do this because you didn't park in the exact spot that we told you to. Oh my God. For a sandbox game, it has the most rigid mission design structure I've ever played.
Well, I think that's one of the weird things about it. It's like, it's a sandbox game, but the missions are all really linear.
Right.
Even the heists, it's not like, I mean, as you scope everything out, as you, like, do all those details, that's all, like, within the context of, like, a mission.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff is optional.
Really?
Like, you're not, like, designing the heist.
No, it
makes so much more sense to just case the joint whenever you've got the time, not just, like, in a mission.
Right. Which I think was kind of disappointed me.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that the heist would be more organic, and they are not.
They're not.
They're very rigid. They're very, very designed.
Yeah. Like, because when I think of heist games, I think of games like Sly 2, where it's like you sort of had your options as far as how you achieve your ultimate heist.
Right.
It was like for one mission, you could just like if you want to steal the keys, you could throw an alarm clock, you could take out the guard and sneak up on him, you could like get him to chase you, away, you get his surrounding guards to chase you, then like as soon as they left and were trailing back to him, you could sneak up behind the guy and jack his keys and be gone before they knew what was going on.
It's like the difference between the original Assassin's Creed, where if you had an assassination you could do pretty much whatever you wanted to kill the guy.
And Assassin's Creed 2 where you just have to do it in a specific way.
Which I mean is fine, but it just I was hoping for more.
Yeah.
More of an open world experience, and I did not get it.
Right. I've got a few other nitpicks with GTA so far from where I'm at.
Sure.
I haven't played the other GTA games except for 4 and a little bit of Lost in Dan, but is the writing so, like, self-loathing? Because the characters feel like they kind of hate themselves.
I think they're kind of meant to in this one, definitely.
Okay.
I don't think Franklin hates himself, but the other two definitely do.
Okay, because it feels like they hate themselves and they don't belong in the game that they're supposed to be in.
No, I mean, maybe it's the way you're approaching playing the game. Like, I think they very much fit in the story that it is telling. It is very much Michael's story.
Okay.
He is the main character of this game.
Okay. I do want to point this out though. I've only just gotten into like 2 or 3% in the game, so this could all change by the time I actually finish the game, as far as my opinion.
Yeah. You have a lot to learn about the basic story. Like, you're still in the introductory portions, and like, we haven't met Trevor yet, and there's a good chunk.
I only have Michael and Frank unlocked. I just want to put that out, that way people aren't jumping down my throat later on.
I kind of feel that Franklin is like that blank slate kind of character, the one that you kind of mold however you kind of want, and then Trevor is that one that
reflects the player.
The player at their most crazy. The player that like piles up 10 cars and shoots them with a rocket launcher.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, the player that kind of rides down the sidewalk just mowing down everybody. Just causing as much mayhem as he can. And then Michael is kind of like where the narrative is centered around. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
Light story.
I'll keep it. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna play more of it.
Yeah, I'll play more of it.
I guess we should talk a little bit about GTA Online though.
Yeah, how's it going for you guys?
Yeah.
I created a character.
Did you have to sit through any loading screens for it?
Not to create the character, no.
No? Okay.
And I got
Do you just do that from the phone?
Yeah, no, you boot up GTA Online, and the first time you do it, you have to create a character. Although, it looks like there's 4 character slots, mm-hmm. Two of which are open immediately. I don't know how you get the other 2. So you create your character, which is pretty cool, like, pretty in-depth. You pick what your grandparents look like.
Okay.
Which then reflects what your parents look like. I mean, you could set the resemblance to, you know, mother, father, you know, all the way back to like your parents, how they resemble whether their parents, and then you can set the resemblance that you have to your parents.
Why?
I guess it gives ultimate customization. There's only about like 12 different parent looks though, so
okay.
It's not that deep.
Okay. Is it for people who are gonna like do Let's Plays or like their own machinima with them, or
I don't think they actually. I don't think your parents or your grandparents actually play into the game. I don't know because I didn't get very far. But I think it's just more that it's basically the birth of your character.
Okay.
That's you know where your resemblance comes in, and you kind of set your background and everything.
So when you're born, is it like Assassin's Creed 2 where you start off as a baby and just like have to press X to breed?
No.
Okay.
No, you hop off a plane and Lamar picks you up.
All right.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I want to see when I get off the plane.
Man, that guy.
He's the dumbest character on Earth.
He's awful.
He's kind of psychotic. I've only done one mission with him, the life hacker one. Oh my god.
That was completely
uncalled for.
Not Lester. Lamar.
Lamar
is... Wait,
which
one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Franklin's friend.
Okay. Not like that guy.
Who is kind of dumb.
I think kind of is a little bit kind.
He's kind of dumb in the same way that Hitler was kind of equal.
Okay, yeah, that works. Like, he's just so dumb.
Yes, he's...
What was that mission with Chop? Were you using him for the first time?
Yeah, where you go kidnap the guy.
Mm-hmm. God, fucking idiot.
I love that whole conversation on the way back. Like,
right. Why would you answer that? Why didn't you keep your bandana on, dumbass?
Lamar, is that you?
It's like, I never kidnapped anybody, but I think... But, like, there's some basics...
Don't kidnap people you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. If you do kidnap someone you know, wear a mask or disguise your voice.
Right.
Like, it's basic 101.
Lamar picks you up. You get off. He makes a comment about And I'm going to guess this is probably canned, but he makes a comment about how you're smaller than he thought. He also makes a comment about how you don't say much because your character's not voiced.
Right.
And then he hands you a gun and he drives you off, tells you all about all the cool things that you're going to do when you're in L.A. or Los Santos or whatever the hell you want to call it. And you get to we'll go to a car race. That's the first thing that happens, and you get to that car race. And it's loading screens right now. Haven't been able to get to actually into that car race. Just a loading screen.
Great.
Perpetual loading screen. Same thing happened for Fozzie last night too. So
yeah, I heard.
I tried it again today and it did not work. So
there are a lot of people upset about it.
Oh yes, forums are on fire.
I mean they've got a right to be upset.
I guess.
I think now
you get one of these massive online launches. This happens every time. It was avoidable. Like, I would like to see someone avoid it before we start saying, okay, this is awful.
They kind of deserve it, but they kind of don't.
I'm not upset that it's not working. I would be upset though if, evidently on the PS3, if you have the PS3 version, it's eating saves.
Oh, really?
Like, completely wiping out, content.
Oh, that's not good.
And that would piss me off.
Yeah, that would, cause I'm playing on the PS3 and that would totally piss me off if I got into it.
So, I would avoid it until the issues are fixed.
Oh, definitely.
So one of my friends, he put like 4 hours, somehow he was able to connect and was able to put 4 hours into GTA Online and all of his progress was completely lost and, I'm like, great. That sounds, like, fantastic. Makes me really want to try it.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, as much as I'm liking the game, like, if I put that much time into it...
I would probably not play it again.
Yeah. I'm really, I'm done.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a deal breaker. I'm sorry.
It sounds like it could be cool, though. We're going to start up a crew, I think.
Yeah. Have any of you guys tried the iFruit app to go with it?
I have. It's feeding your dog.
So dumb.
Yeah, so nobody likes that thing, right?
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Did they ever patch it?
To do what?
Apparently they were going to patch it because there were some loading issues earlier. I could be wrong.
Oh, I mean, they might have updated it. I don't know. It is kind of funny that when you first start out, like... Chop is in your, he's like, you're in that like house in the inner city or whatever.
Right.
With your aunt. And then later on, Franklin gets his own house.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where my dog is now. But it's kind of boring, like just feeding and giving water to your dog and walking them and picking up the dog crap that he leaves all over my carpet.
That's like so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, I've already trained him in all of his skills, I guess. So I could probably just delete this and be done with it.
I just got that first push notification that I needed to feed Chop. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Did you delete it after that?
I haven't deleted the app. No, I still have it open.
Because you'll get push notifications of Chop took a dump. You should
Are
go
you
clean
serious?
It up. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So bad.
Yeah.
No. Chop is thirsty. Chop is hungry. Chop would like to go for a walk.
Is that going to be part of the next generation? Because I don't really want it. I don't really want that.
It's completely optional though. There's no reason to, like, you don't have to do it. I did use the Los Santos customs.
Yeah.
Part of the app, and created myself a custom license plate, which is kind of cool. Just automatically shows up, I guess, linked through the socials, Rockstar social network.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have no real reason to keep that on my phone. I have my own two dogs, so I don't need to take care of a virtual one.
Exactly.
What if your real dog started getting jealous, like, who the fuck is Chop?
You're not cheating on me?
It's my virtual Rottweiler.
You have a Rottweiler?
No, that's what Chop is.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what your dog is.
Right, like. They're talking to me. Yeah, like.
A Rottweiler?
Yeah, yeah, virtual.
But I'm a pure, but I'm a mutt. What's wrong with me?
Many things.
Love me, Chris.
One, you don't crap on my floor. Chop does.
I'll crap anywhere you want me to. Just come play with me again.
Yeah, so that's iFruit. It's pretty dumb.
Yep.
And that's GTA 5 for the most part. Tony, since you're further in, I guess you know about the spaceship pieces.
Yes.
That that news story was pretty funny.
Oh, that part is so freaky too.
I mean, I've run into aliens, but by smoking pot in the game. So.
Right.
Which you could do pretty early on. I did it as Michael.
Right.
In a park.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You know, like shooting the aliens with the gun. And...
Okay, wait, so explain this to me. You meet aliens after you smoke the pot?
Yes.
You smoke the pot. You meet this guy who is, he's kind of wants to have pot legalized.
Right.
Not be criminalized anymore.
Okay.
And he gives you this special pot to Michael, and Michael's like, "Nah, I don't want it. I want it." And he's like, "Come on, take it." And he takes a hit of it, and it's some fucked up shit.
My God.
And then Franklin meets up with the guy later on, and there's no effect on him.
Why?
It's pretty funny. The guy's going, "Don't you see the aliens?"
Why doesn't it work on him?
I don't know. Maybe he just.
He's more used to it. Franklin can actually, you can actually go and smoke up in his house.
Yeah. You can smoke in Michael's house too, you just gotta go up to, Jim's room.
Oh, well, that figured.
You could take a hit on his bong.
Wow, I wanna smack my kids.
Trevor can drink beer.
Yeah.
Doesn't he already?
Well, maybe it's an option in his trailer.
Oh, okay.
I find it really funny that they are pulling no punches in kind of making fun of the current culture of gamers, though, especially with regards to Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard him.
Yeah, you probably saw the first. Well, on like the if you did the first missions, you go through Michael's house to get the car,
right?
And he's playing like a Call of Duty clone.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of that later on.
Was it the gay joke? Is it on that one?
He does make other
multiple types of jokes.
Okay.
But there's one point where he says he's going to. Either fuck the guy he's playing or fuck the guy's mom, and Michael overhears him and says something to him. He's like, well, come on, you don't need to be talking all the time to your friends online. He's like, they're not my friends, Dad. telling strangers on the internet that you're gonna fuck their moms, that's a little weird, man.
Yeah. Just a bit.
It's just like it's really kind of funny that they totally captured that stereotype from this generation completely, and did it very well. And it comes out very funny.
God. I don't like my wife or my daughter, especially my daughter.
You just wait.
Yeah.
So, were either of you surprised that his wife was totally sleeping with that tennis coach?
No.
Because I called it the moment I snuck into their fucking house.
Well, as Franklin?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't catch it then.
But. Yeah, no, they were in the kitchen, and he was, like, complimenting her backswing and had her bend over near the table. It's really quick if you're not paying, and you'll miss it if you don't pay attention.
Might want to redo that mission again now.
Yeah.
Because you could totally do that. That's another thing that they added in, is being able to go back and redo missions.
Yeah.
I guess they get the medals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's GTA 5. Hopefully at some point we'll be able to talk about GTA Online. We got any news, Tony?
Oh, there's lots of news. I think we have to start with the sad news first, though. It was announced today by the New York Times that Tom Clancy passed away. Noted author, also, I'm not sure if he actually wrote the adaptations for the film version of his books, but he was definitely heavily involved. And also, worked on a number of video games, including Rainbow Six, Splinter Cell, and some other games.
Yeah, his name basically became a brand.
Yeah. Yes.
This is like, what, over nearly 100 games?
Hey, he wasn't that old either. He was like 66. So.
66.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Sad to see him go. That's a lot of my childhood right there. I read so many of his books, and like I've seen all of those movies. And
yeah, and Hunt for Red October.
Right.
Some of All Fears. Some of All Fears.
Less good, but yes.
Yes, will be missed. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, and different news. EA and the NCAA lawsuit over NCAA football. They have rolled over. There will be no NCAA football video game from EA next year. And it was the story was broken that they will be paying a $40 million settlement to student athletes featured in their games.
Whoa.
Probably not surprising, but
yeah. I think this leaves the NCAA in a weird position, though, because this means that every other party that was in that lawsuit is now settled or out of it, and they are now alone with all these student athletes who are holding the NCAA responsible for letting their likenesses out there and making so much money off of them.
Right, and like EA basically said, yep, that's what we did, here's some money.
Right.
Because actually if they went to court and, you know, a jury or a judge ruled in their favor, it could have been way more, so.
Right. It could have been every ounce of profit they had ever gotten from the series.
Yeah.
And instead they managed to hold it to $40 million, which I guess is good for them, but.
Yeah.
No more NCAA football games, which is a little sad.
Yeah.
They were always like Madden's little stepbrother or something, but.
Sometimes they did things better than Madden, but it might have just been, I mean, you could be a little more creative with the college game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I always felt like they were always like a year behind the engine and all that stuff. Madden always got like the top billing, and they used the engine from the previous game. So the gameplay was always like a little bit old.
Right.
But the games always looked great. And there was always a lot of fun stuff to do with them. So.
Yeah, I kind of want to go buy the last NCAA now.
Right? Now it's like a collector's item.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that there'll never be another one. This just means they have to, like, reconceive how they do them.
Yeah. And there won't be one next year, is what EA is saying, though. Right. Like,
Because of this, or was there already not going to be one next year?
They were
no, they just said they announced the cancellation this
year. Yeah, well, there wasn't going to be an NCAA branded one next year. The NCAA had pulled out earlier this year, but it was speculated that EA would still kind of move on with the college football game because the NCAA doesn't actually, when all you get is the NCAA logo and the branding. With that, each school and conference has to negotiate individually to get into the game. But conferences had started pulling out not too long ago, so maybe they started looking at it as like, you know, oh, well, the SEC is out.
Right.
we're not going to have some of the biggest teams in college football.
At that point, you don't have much of a game.
Yeah, because that's where your fan base is coming from. Like, you know, these big conferences, Pac-10, SEC, Big Ten, like those, like if you're not getting those.
Right. Let's have a game without Alabama. Who
right. Yeah, let's no Alabama, no Ohio State, no USC, no Oregon. let's have, you know, Westchester and
Cornell University. All
right. Right. the Ivy League still stays in. Yeah, it's kind of a shame, but was that just for football, or because EA used to run the NCAA basketball game?
They haven't done a basketball game, I think, since 2007.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
And the last one they did wasn't even a full basketball game; it was just like a March Madness.
Right.
It was a tournament game, so it wasn't the whole career. But I'm just wondering if like
whether they're included in the settlement.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the actual details of the settlement have broken. That $40 million number is basically all that they know.
Oh, well. Kind of sucks.
All right.
What else we got?
Different news. So last week we had the first two of Valve's three announcements of excitement.
Yep.
And on Friday they had the third announcement, and it was a controller.
Yeah.
A very interesting look for the controller.
Yeah.
No thumbsticks. They actually use trackpads.
Yeah, weird.
Looks very strange. And the buttons, there's no buttons on the face. They've all been moved to the center of the controller. Just a very, very different look to the thing. I don't know how I would like. It's one of those things you'd have to try out to see how it actually worked. But I'm guessing from the way it's designed, people making games would have a lot of customization options.
Yeah.
Given the fact that you're not encumbered by the thumbsticks, you could do a lot with those pads.
But yeah, I mean, you could use them as tap pads or
right. Mouse input.
Yeah.
I mean, directional buttons. There's a lot of options there depending on how it actually works.
My first kind of impression of it was like, that's...
Looks bad.
Yeah.
I want my thumbsticks. That's the first thing I know.
Yeah,
what's wrong with this bald controller?
That thing looks stupid. That was kind of my first thought. But yeah, like as you said, like you know, when you think about it, if implemented right, it could do some cool things. Maybe.
Maybe. I guess you'd have to like there's so many details with this whole Steam thing that are out in the open. I mean, they've never done a console before, so we have no idea where this is all going to land.
And they're still really not ever going to do... They're making 300 kind of test machines.
Right.
But they're not going to sell those.
Just giving them to people.
Well,
like,
they're going to beta
devoted...
test it, so basically, like, this is how we're going to run it. And then other companies are going to make these other boxes, and... I don't know. If they could make one that's really, like, kind of cheap, that can stream my stuff from my PC directly to my TV, cool. But I'm not going to spend, you know, $400, $500 on a
right.
box that can
you,
stream
you would
my stuff.
Pay much as you would pay for, like, a PS4.
Right.
It's just...
Well, I mean, like, I can take an HDMI cable and plug it into my TV if I really, really want to. It's a weird thing, I think.
But it's so ugly. so ugly controller. Yeah,
that controller is pretty hideous.
It's like it has eyes and it's like staring at you.
I really like my Xbox controller that I have plugged into my PC.
Right. I like something that doesn't look hideous.
I was wondering how much it costs now.
That controller? Yeah, that would be weird.
That seems like it would cost a lot more than...
Yeah, no pricing.
$800 for a controller?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't want to pay $60 for a controller, and that's what they cost now.
It's true.
I mean, that's a whole game.
Exactly. Do you want a game or a controller? Well, I want a game.
Right. It's like, that's why I'm not buying any games that I would play with anybody in my family for the Xbox One or the PS4. So I'm not buying a second controller anytime soon. So.
Yeah. Like, one time my dad was like, oh, why don't you just buy a controller for when the family comes over? It's like, I don't like them enough.
So when the family comes over, family. It's like, yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry.
I could totally see that, though, because, I mean, I did it for the last gen where I had, you know, four DualShocks and four Xbox One controllers.
You bought four of those?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, when it first started, like, we had people over, we'd play all the time, and...
Okay.
I mean, that... It generally, as you get older, that less and less happens, and...
Yeah. He was mainly talking about, like, for when family comes over for, like, Thanksgiving and stuff. It's like, they only come twice a year. I'm not gonna spend $60 for something that we only use, like, two times, like, every 6 months. It's stupid.
I think we're losing Tony.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it gets expensive really quick because, I mean, at $60 a pop, you're talking an extra, $120, $180 in controllers.
It piles up quickly.
Yep. And for what?
Like, just one night, which may end up with people screaming at you.
Yeah.
Bunch of arguments.
I mean, it's great for, like, if you're having a Halo night or something, but...
Otherwise, they're just sort of there to take up space.
Yep. Tony, you back?
I'm back.
There we go. Thought we lost you for a second. But.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. My internet decided to kick out.
My suggestion is that people now, they're going to need to bring their own controllers over my house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn it. We can work that out. Just bring your own controller. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Or just pay for dinner if it's a game night.
Bye.
But still bring your own controller.
Right. And buy dinner. I like that idea. I'm going to implement that.
See, everybody wins.
I'm just even wondering how often that's even going to come into play for the next gen. Is split screen going to be a thing?
I hope so. But at the same time, I hope not. That way I can justify not going to anybody's house or having them, like, take up my space.
I mean, I enjoy split-screen stuff, especially, like, when you have friends over or whatever.
Right.
If it's not going to be around, I certainly won't be buying another controller.
Yeah.
Ever. We got any other news?
Last thing I had. Nintendo announced... via the official Wii website that they will end manufacturing the Wii console.
Oh, no.
Soon. They didn't give an exact date. They just said very soon they will make no more Wiis.
If it's tomorrow.
They meant by soon.
I mean, it could be whenever. But...
And now we're done.
Yeah. Like, what's soon for Nintendo?
Whenever they feel like it.
Okay.
When they notice that no one is buying anymore. Although they're selling more Wiis than they are Wii Us, so.
Really? What was the last game that they put out for the Wii? Or the last, like, big game that was put out for the Wii, I guess?
For the Wii?
Yeah.
Like, the last story in Xenoblade?
Right.
Last year,
maybe? Like, it was last year?
I think it was last year, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not 2013, 2012.
Yeah.
Before the Wii U came out, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, those games were really good, but for niche audiences, like obscure JRPGs. not something the mass market's going to get behind.
I think Zelda was the last like real
big game.
Right.
What Skyward Sword?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that sells millions of copies, but nowhere near.
It's not a Mario game.
Right, like that.
But I mean, they do Mario games like every other week, it seems.
There are a lot of Mario games, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The good ones are really good though.
Yeah. I like the RPGs. Partners in Time and Superstar Saga. Those are pretty fun.
Yeah, so I guess that's it for the Wii.
Bye, Wii. Mm. I won't miss you.
Not really.
I only played it during Smash Brothers Brawl.
So you didn't play like the Galaxy games or?
No. My friend was the one who had the Wii. I'm pretty sure he sold his 360 for a Wii, and then he sold his Wii and bought a new one for some reason. I don't remember the exact way it goes, but it was super complicated.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have sold my 360 to get a Wii.
Well, to be fair, he was already down on 360 anyway, so I guess the Wii was just incentive. And then he sold his slim PlayStation for a Wii U, and then bought a bulky PlayStation. And sold his Wii U again.
Like, what do you mean, like an original PlayStation?
Yeah, sorry, the original PS3, the fat one.
The one with backwards compatibility, or?
Yeah.
That's not a bad go, I mean.
But this, keep in mind, this is also last year.
Right, so the console's like, old.
Yeah. And then he sold the Wii U too, which smacks a little bit of not smart thinking for me. But what do I know?
It's his stuff.
True.
We got any questions? Anything come in on the wire?
I have a couple.
Go ahead.
Brian would like to know, are you planning any overseas travels before the 18th when our currency will become useless abroad?
Oh, my God.
No. And if I was, I wouldn't be able to get a passport right now anyway.
Yeah.
Shut down.
That's true. Yeah, you can't get a passport.
So it's a stupid. So it's a lost cause. Unless you want to take a boat.
Although I have to say, for a government that shut down, only about 4% of the workers actually went home. So,
really?
Yes.
We know how to shut things down in this country.
Yeah. But damn it, most of them are around here, so they're roaming around.
You're like, go to work or something.
Like, why can't you go to work? Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Man, what you lazy fuckers just sitting around all day.
God.
It's annoying. They cancel all the 8-car trains on the metro now. There's only 6 cars because they can't fill them.
Oh, man.
Because there's not enough people going to work.
Oh, God. That's sad.
Rush hour, it's like you're normally like packed and the train's like sardines. Not anymore. Apparently there's like the ridership on the metro is going down by like a third.
Oh,
it's great.
Maybe we should buy foreign currency before the 18th.
See, there's a good idea. But then again, if a lot of people start doing that, then the value of the dollar will go down.
Right.
But I mean, what does it matter if it goes down if it's going to be worthless after the 18th?
Right. Like, if I could get a bunch of, you know, what's a currency? Most currencies are worth more than a dollar, but if I get a bunch of British pounds or... Just like I think it's about like 140 or 150 to a dollar, so I would take that. Maybe I should just buy a bunch of like South American currency, and then I can I have a lot of money, but not really because it's not worth it.
But it's all locked up, and I need your credit card information to get to it.
Or I could buy Tibetan
bots. My father is a warlord.
Thai bots. I could buy Thailand bots, which.
Yeah.
End up with voices from them all the time, and there's lots of zeros after their currency, and it comes out to like $38. It's like 450 million baht, $38.97.
Let's start using bitcoins as currency from now on.
That's the universal internet currency.
Yeah.
Right. Buy a bunch of them.
If everybody knows the language of bitcoins.
We got anything else?
Erica asks the top three best one-liners in a movie.
Oh God.
Let's see. So many movies. There's so many choices for this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming she means like comedic one-liners.
Right.
Which I'm drawing a complete blank on. The only thing like, that is popping in my
mind. Milk was a bad choice. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll have what she's having.
Oh yeah, from When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, or what was it? I'm getting too old for this shit.
That one is pretty
good.
One.
Yeah.
There we go.
Here's Johnny.
There you go. There are three one-liners. quality, maybe not the best, but.
But there's something. No, I got one. I'll be back. There. Can't go wrong with that one.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it, right? Classic.
Yeah.
It's from When the Muppets Take Manhattan, right?
No, dude. It's from Dirty Dancing.
Yes. It's right when Patrick Swayze lists her up.
Yep.
It's like, I'll be back. And then walks away and drops her.
Yep. No, there's one. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That is from Dirty Dancing, actually, so. alright. I think that's it. I don't see anything else on the Twitter feed, so. Next week, I think we'll actually have some games to talk about next week.
Well, look, does anything come out next week?
Zelda comes out the day the show goes up for people that didn't buy it digitally, like Jeff and I.
Zelda, the Wind Waker
HD.
Okay.
And the reason I didn't buy it digitally is, this, I mean, the account system on the Wii U was awful. So if my Wii U were ever to break, I would lose like my digital purchases. So,
so you want an actual copy?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
like, yeah. Wait, when does A Link Between Two Worlds come out? Is that this year or next year?
It's this year. It is on the craziest day of the
year.
Is it
out the 22nd?
Yes, it's out the 22nd.
Oh Lord.
What? November?
Yeah. It's Xbox One with all of that launch stuff. Super Mario 3D World. Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, and Tearaway on the Vita, which is Sony's big like Vita game for the rest of the year.
I feel like there's a clear winner here as far as what people want. Unless Nintendo markets the Link Between Worlds like crazy.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It could work.
They never market anything like
crazy. They market Pokemon all the time. They've been doing that all week.
Where?
Maybe on TV.
I must just like, not see, be watching
must
the
be
same
a,
shit.
I see, we're just, see a Pokemon we're commercial like every
I think that's it, Tony. Like, I don't watch stuff
we don't
where...
Like, yeah. Like,
because they're targeting, like...
We need to start watching cartoons or something.
Yeah, just, like, watch Cartoon Network for, like, an hour, and you'll probably see at least, like, four Pokemon commercials.
So, like, but not against Archer, because I would watch Archer.
Not against Archer, sadly. You have to watch, like, The Amazing World of Gumball and Adventure Time. So basically just watch whatever your kids have on after school.
Except they're not home after school.
Well, I don't know, dude.
We don't get home until like 9 o'clock at night, so.
Well, freaking, I don't know, man.
They do activities. They don't have time to watch TV.
That's right.
I don't know, man. I'm not a kid.
But obviously you know where to watch the cartoons.
I just do that when I'm bored. But like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're marketing it to someone, just not. Yeah.
Probably not going to find it on like Breaking Bad.
No.
But that'd be pretty funny though. Have like this awful torture scene in Breaking Bad, and then next thing you know, it's like, hey, it's Pokemon.
I did see Grand Theft Auto commercials during Breaking Bad, though. So.
Yeah. Have you seen the photos of people making Trevor into Walter White?
No.
With the hairstyles.
That's pretty funny.
It's either Trevor or Michael, whichever one looks the hairiest, or looks more like a homeless man.
Trevor looks like a homeless person.
Yeah, okay, then that's the one.
In fact, when I was playing right before we started, I switched to Trevor, and he was sleeping on the halfway on a bridge and halfway off of a bridge in just his underwear.
In his underwear. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's like randomly things happen sometimes.
I feel like I want to know the story behind that. Like, if you could just, like, if there's a button that you could, like, just, like, recollect the day when you're not controlling them and figure out what they did. What? Just, like, quick glimpses and figure out, like, what the hell happened.
How did you get here?
Like... Maybe it was just, like, make that part of gameplay, like Sherlock Holmes. It's just, like, the drinking happened here. The fighting happened here. He got drunk here.
And then, like, the reason I had switched to Trevor was to buy stocks in the cigarette company. And so he is, after he wakes up, you know, kind of stretches a bit. And then he walks out and he says he needs breakfast. And he's standing on the side of the road. His cars are driving by. And he pulls his phone out of his underwear.
So weird.
Like, all right, well, yep, do your stocks there in your underwear on the side of the road.
Yep. I do like switching back before between Michael and Franklin. It's pretty cool. One time I was as Franklin, and then I switched over to Michael real quick, and he just gotten out of a taxi away from a strip club.
There was one where I switched to Michael, and he was like leaving a like CD hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it, man.
Which makes you believe that maybe he's not a complete douchebag.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he sleeps around on his wife. His wife definitely, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's clear.
The yoga scene is fucking great.
Oh, the yoga is fantastic. And actually doing the yoga is so weird.
You can do the yoga?
It's a mission.
It becomes an activity.
Oh, my God.
And it's a story mission in the game, like, where they introduce how to do yoga.
Oh, wow.
And it actually is.
It's hard.
Yeah, really? Because you have to position the sticks in a certain way and then press the triggers. Oh. So you're, like, holding the sticks... And then you're pressing the triggers, which is how he breathes. And it actually can become kind of like you're making like a finger pretzel. Like, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
I liked it.
And the whole time you're doing it, the controller's shaking. You're like, oh, I can't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the rumble is hitting. And you get the slight force feedback on it. And...
Oh. You guys gone to his therapist yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. His therapist. Is it me, or does this therapist look a little bit like Bob Ross?
Possible.
Okay. Because I thought imagining for a second, it's just like, it's Bob Ross. And the Freaks and Strangers, I've only done a few of the Freaks and Strangers. Those are interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't really like Franklin so far, because it's just me towing around a bunch of stupid cars and listening to his dumbass aunt or whoever the hell she is.
Oh, that's the girl that likes him.
No.
Yeah, it's not his aunt, because some of the stuff she offers up in the conversation.
Wait, yeah, no, I'm sorry, wrong person. I don't have... Wait, is it like an option to sleep with her, because I will turn that down so fast.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, she gets on my nerves.
I guess you haven't met Beverly yet?
No, is she the ex-girlfriend?
No, it's a guy who, he's paparazzi. He's one of the freaks in, that he's one of Franklin's freaks missions, so.
Okay. No, I haven't gotten that far. I think the last freak mission I did, there was, they were towing the two cars and doing the street race as Franklin. And then I think for Michael, it was either beating somebody up or challenging Jimmy to a race. Right. I might be remembering that wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if I've done any as Michael yet. Okay. I did one as Trevor, which it wasn't really a mission. It was just setting up me finding stuff. So I guess Trevor will break into people's houses and steal celebrity paraphernalia for these two old British people.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that GTA, like, the story is very much very serious, although there's some humor in the way it's written, but I like that they brought some of the crazy back in the game. And I'm kind of hoping that if GTA Online is good, that we will end up getting a San Fierro and Los Venturas expansion at some point. I think that would be pretty cool, like a mini campaign for San Fierro for single player, kind of like Lost and Damned or Ballad of Gay Tony, and like a mini one for Los Venturas. But then it just all opens up as part of the online.
So are those the separate gangs or the different districts of the city?
So if you sound like you didn't play San Andreas, but
no.
So San Andreas is the state where Los Santos resides. It's mm-hmm. like the state of California.
Right.
San Fierro is the San Francisco type city.
Okay.
And Las Venturas is Las Vegas.
Oh.
San Andreas had all three of those cities. Okay. In the game, and this is huge. Like, it's massive, but it'd be great if they, like, for the online bit, if they could add those extra pieces in, to keep things. I think that would be pretty cool.
Okay, because I remember hearing on one of the radio stations that they mentioned Vice City or something, and then in Lester's first mission, Lester's first mission, he mentioned something like there was this gang in, I think it was either like Vice City or what you said, shoot, not Los Santos,
Los Venturas.
Yeah, Los Venturas, and then he brought up Nico.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of nice. I thought was kind of cool.
There are some inappropriate gay jokes about San Fierro.
Yeah.
That are thrown in every once in a while.
I think I've heard a few.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll be talking more GTA next week. Hopefully Tony and I will be able to get on with Fozzie and play some online at some point.
Wait, I thought he had the PS3 version.
No, Fozzie has 360. Jeff has the PS3 version.
Okay.
And Jeff is evidently refusing to play it. Until he finishes the story.
Okay. Uh-huh. I thought it was just because of the online issues.
No, we were kind of taunting him yesterday, and he was like, story first. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're separate enough that you can play them both.
Yeah. I guess that's why they gave the 2 weeks, though. That way people could just finish the story.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere close to finishing the story. But
no. I've got a way to go.
All right, I guess that's it. We will catch you next week.
Bye.